I'm Stacey Mitchell, and you're listening to Something Even Better, a podcast about letting go of old dreams and what's not working so you can make room for something even better, where we explore the many unexpected twists we all go through to find our way to more aligned and meaningful work and lives. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to a new episode of Something Even Better. Today, I am super excited to be talking about one of my very favorite ways of marketing my coaching business. And really, I would say the most effective way for me for marketing my coaching business. And I want to talk about why every coach needs an email list. And I really think this is true because there's just so much good stuff that comes from having an email list. I'm going to dig into it really deep today. I'm going to give you some examples from my burnout coaching business so that you have some tangible takeaways here that you can walk away with and apply to your own business. So first things first, there are several reasons coaches should focus on email marketing as a pillar for marketing their businesses, but I want to focus on the top three. Email marketing has high conversion rates. I talked about this in my episode about SEO, but email marketing has one of the highest conversion rates out there. Email campaigns have an average conversion rate of 4.29%, which is higher than the averages for traffic from search, direct traffic, and from social media. And this is all according to WordStream. And I've personally found this to be true as the majority of my sales, the majority of my new clients have come from email. That's both one-to-one clients and also group coaching clients. The second reason, you own your email list. I really believe this. There's nothing more powerful for marketing your business than your email list, but it's not just the higher conversion rates. When it comes to social media, your followers can be taken from you at any moment. Just whoop, they're gone. You could be blocked. You could be hacked. You could be locked out of your account. I mean, the social media platform could close. It has happened, right? And then poof, your followers mean nothing anymore. It means nothing, which is really terrifying when you think about it. But when you grow your email list, you, in a sense, own that list. I hate the word own because it feels a little weird, right? But, and while of course you can suffer consequences if you're spammy, which don't recommend, or if you don't follow the laws of email, your email list is, I think, a much safer foundation for marketing your business. Which, by the way, I just want to go ahead and say it here. The one email law you never want to break, which I have personally seen broken way too many times, never, ever, 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 ever add someone to your email list that didn't actively sign up for it or agree to being added. 2 cents there. It is an actual law. Don't do it. Okay. The third reason. Email marketing helps you leave the hustle behind. Yet another reason that I love email marketing, and specifically for coaches, but really for anyone. Your subscribers aren't hoping for an email from you every single dang day, like we're sort of taught that we have to do on social media. You're not penalized for not being active every day. Now, I do want to say you want to maintain some sort of regular schedule, but even if that's just once a month, your email provider isn't going to dock points and not send out your email to your list, which is totally different from some social media platforms that get mad at you if you're not spending hours and hours a day on their apps. But you might be thinking, but how do I get people onto my email list? I know, this is really the question. We're gonna really dig deep into this today because this, I think, is the most important place to start. Please, 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 please. Do not just throw something together as your email opt-in and hope that it works and cross your fingers, because all of this kind of, it's a process. It takes work. And if you're going to do email marketing, I highly recommend slowing down for a minute, and I know like I struggle with that too, but slowing down for a minute and making sure you're creating an email opt-in or a freebie or a lead magnet, all words that mean the same thing, that your ideal clients really, really want. And I think the best way to do this, I'm going to give you a few tips, but the best way to do this is to do market research. So you absolutely must know your ideal client inside and out. What do your ideal clients most need to know? What do they need to do first? What's the first action towards getting them what they want? What emotions are they currently feeling? How do they want to feel? What's happening in their everyday lives that they want to fix ASAP, like tangible problems? I want you to think about these things. When you know your clients better than your own BFF, you can create a freebie that they actually want and are willing to give away their email to get. This is harder than it used to be. People have gotten a lot savvier about these PDF workbooks and things that are just like meh, right? They want something more. And part of this process is doing market research. It's about asking your ideal clients what they most want. You want to read your former clients' intake forms. Read your former clients' testimonials. Pay attention to what they're saying that they want. Figure it out. Figure out what they want most. Do not try to be a mind reader, because most of the time, coaches, myself included in this, tend to think we know already, right? It's like, this is what they want, but what they really want is this, and we just haven't asked. But because we are experts in the topics we coach on, we tend to be a little bit disconnected from where our clients currently are before they work with us, because we are just too far down our path to clearly see and really to use the same language of what they want most. My second tip here is use keyword research. So another approach to market research is using SEO keyword tools to help yourself, right? When I was still doing life coaching, I created a private podcast episode called What Do I Really Want? That was a freebie. And I did that because I did a little SEO keyword research and discovered that 390 people a month are searching for that. So clearly, there are people out there in the world that want help answering that question. Use your own niche to research what people are searching for help with, and use that to help you create your freebie. Now, if you're like, well, Stacey, I have no idea how do I do that, right? You are in luck, because I do have that free SEO cheat sheet where I specifically teach you how to use keyword research, how to do keyword research. You can grab that at staceymitchell.com/SEO for free. It's also in the show notes. My last two deep dives on how to create this freebie that people want, focus on quick wins. I used to believe that it was better to offer an opt-in that was super intense, like an hour-long workshop or a mini course or something that felt like a lot, like I wanted to over-deliver. But I want to say, sometimes that can be a little much of a commitment for people. Yes, you tend to get more committed leads, more committed people to what you're doing, but many times you sort of lose them in the process. And people want quick wins. Bigger or longer isn't always better. And while I know coaches can struggle with this a little bit, the more tangible you can get with your freebie, the more your ideal clients will sign up with you. People love tangible. People love things they can use, right? Remember that while you may know they need to get to the root cause of the issue, your client may still be thinking that they need something more surface level, like they want to stop eating so much sugar. They want to be more productive and efficient. Meet your clients where they're at. Maybe they just want to know how to leave work at 5 p.m. every day, or how not to read emails on the weekends, right? But they're not quite ready to face that deeper stuff lurking underneath all of that. This last bit, I want to talk about email opt-ins that tend to perform well for coaches. Now, I've seen all kinds of email opt-ins or freebies grow email lists, but personally, these are the ones that tend to grow your email the fastest. The first one, hosting a live challenge. I hosted a Burned Out to Biz Boss challenge, which was a 5-day challenge. I hosted it in January of 2021, and I grew my list by 31 people. And you might be thinking, 31 people? But I also booked at least 5 clients from that challenge. So that was a really big success for me. So something to keep in mind here, don't let the numbers discourage you, because you only need 10, 15, 20 people to sign a client, you know? So please, like, don't think you need this huge list. I think that's a very common misconception, which we'll get into a little later. Second kind of freebie that tends to work really well, hosting a private community. I grew my Facebook community to over 600 members. This was a community for burnout. And this community, I will say, was by far the thing that grew my email list the most. And I believe it was around 200 subscribers at one point. Some of those people have fallen off and unsubscribed, so it's always a little bit difficult to know exactly, but I believe it was around 200. Now, I know we're not about that social media life here, but I do think there's a way to have a community, whether it's on Facebook, Slack, or similar, that can do the same for you if it feels good to you. It's not going to be for everybody. I ended up closing my community because it just didn't feel aligned anymore. But that doesn't mean it won't work for you, right? And remember, you do not need to keep Facebook on your phone in order to have a community there. You could just as easily check it once a day at a scheduled time from your laptop, right? Also, you can create it in Slack. There's so many options now, so many options. Another kind of email opt-in that tends to work really well for coaches, quick tutorials and or templates. So let's just pretend. Let's say that you're the master of meal prep and that you're a health coach. You could share your spreadsheet of meals and your shopping list so your ideal clients can begin meal prepping much, much faster, and you can save them hours of work. My SEO cheat sheet, which I just talked about, has been one of my most popular email opt-ins, and it's by far my most used option as well. People are actually using it because it's quick, it's tangible, and it's proven. I've shown that using SEO works, as it did help my podcast grow 58% in 5 months. Like, I have the data, I have the stats. But think about little secrets you use in your own life that relate back to your coaching. Are you the master of getting things done and you've sort of created your own system? Sometimes I just want to say you're going to have to look at this from bird's eye view. Take yourself out of your life, right? Because a lot of times you're good at things and you just don't know. Do you have a journaling practice you use every day that's helped you feel less anxious? Have you manifested the coolest opportunities ever? A lot of times we overlook what's most natural to us, so it might be helpful to think about your routines and what you do without thinking to see if there's a new approach you can share with your ideal clients. As for PDF files and such, it's not that they don't work at all, but I will say that they're typically just not that compelling. If your client can easily Google and find what you're offering without giving away their email, it's unlikely they're going to sign up with you. It's just sort of the way it is, unfortunately. And I will say it's okay to use a little mystery in what they're getting as well, so long as you're not overpromising on those results, right? So for example, let's go back to the meal prepping example. So some compelling copy for that might be, sign up for my meal prep cheat sheet and shopping list and save up to 5 hours each week. It's like, ooh, you've quantified it, right? And another thing you could say is like, get the meal prep cheat sheet and shopping list that help my family save $200 every month. Quantify if you can. Use your own results if you can. And I know some of you are like, oh, well, I can't do that. But I guarantee you there is an amazing list building idea for your business. You just need to do some market research. You just need to sit down and really think about it. And I'll talk about how I can also help you with that too. There's also a really great podcast episode by Julie Stoyan on the Create Your Laptop Life podcast called 13 List Building Ideas that I recommend listening to for more inspiration on this. And I will link to that in the show notes as well. So let's dig into, okay, you know that email marketing is important. You know you need to create a freebie that people really want. Well, okay, how do you do it, right? Like, how do you do the whole thing where people are signing up and how do, what's the platform, right? What's the system? So I'm just going to say, I love MailerLite for this. MailerLite is free for up to 1,000 subscribers, which I know you're all clapping because we like free things. I mean, hello. And I know that everyone out there is probably telling you you need to pay for Flowdesk or ConvertKit or whatever. But I'll just say, if you don't have a complex business or a large email list, you just don't need to do that. And I really hate, more than almost anything, seeing people waste their money on tools they don't actually need. So in MailerLite, which is an email system, you have the ability to set up all the automations you need to create your email opt-in and welcome sequence and to see your analytics without it being overly complicated and confusing. I am all about keeping it simple and focusing on user-friendly tools, which is why I recommend MailerLite for coaches who want to add email marketing to their businesses. Now let's talk about where to share your email opt-in as a coach. The short answer, everywhere. But let me give you some ideas like of the most common and also potentially overlooked places to share your freebie. First things first, you want to share it every single time you speak anywhere. So on a podcast, a summit, a workshop, literally every time you speak, you want to share your email opt-in as the place to stay connected. While sharing your social media handles is fine, there's nothing more valuable than getting ideal clients on to your email list. This is also why I recommend keeping your URL for your email landing page super simple. That's why I call it stacymitchell.com/SEO, right? It's not stacymitchell.com/SEO-cheat-cheat. You know, it's too much, right? You need to be able to say it and have folks find it really easily. Another place is your email signature. Now, this might seem silly, but I'm not talking about your email newsletter signature. I'm talking about your normal email, right? So if you're using Gmail, that you just have it in your signature so that every time you email a business connection or a friend, they have the opportunity to see and sign up for your newsletter. Your social media profiles. I recommend, if it makes sense, having your opt-in as your only link and or the first link you have available in your list of links. And don't forget to share often, I would say, with a feed or a story post if that feels good to you. This does not mean you have to do it every day. It does not mean you need to have the apps on your phone all the time. Many, many times I will download Instagram, open it up, share a few fun things that have happened recently, and be like, reminder, in case you haven't signed up, I have this freebie, right? Share it in Facebook groups, in promo threads, or even in comments if it's appropriate. Now, I always say pay attention to the rules of the Facebook groups that you're in and follow them. But if you're in a Facebook group that's likely to have your ideal clients in it, you can post your email opt-in in promotion threads, if they have them, of course, or in the comments of posts where your opt-in could really help someone. This is one of the few high ROI activities I still do in my business on social media. It really does work for me. Last, talk about it in your content. Have you noticed how many times I've talked about my SEO cheat sheet? You want to talk about it in your blog posts, your podcast episodes, your social media posts, and more. Be ready to talk about it. Have it as sort of the cornerstone of where you want to drive people to. All right, so the next step in your email marketing, your welcome sequence. This can be called a welcome series, a nurture series. There's some different kind of language for it. But basically, When someone signs up for your email freebie, you want to have an automation set up that emails them their goodie, right? Their freebie, but you also want to create the strongest impression and dramatically increase your chances of signing that new client by creating a series of emails. These are usually anywhere from 4 to 6 emails that helps to grow their trust in you as an expert coach. Each one of these emails has a goal, and by the end of the sequence of emails, you can talk more about how the new subscriber can work with you. It's really, really good. It's really solid. And I have an offering that I'll talk about at the end of this podcast that teaches you how to do this, gives you the templates. I mean, I make it as easy as possible, even shows you how to put it into MailerLite. So that's coming at the end of the podcast. Now let's talk about how to sign coaching clients from your emails, because you might be thinking all of this is good, right? Fine and good, but how is this working to get me clients? My favorite approach to writing emails is pretty simple. You're just telling a story. It really is that easy. And I love to keep a running list of funny stories from my real life to use in my emails, and then find a way to relate that story to my business and to the services I offer, because that's really what keeps people coming back, staying on my list and reading. So I'll give you an example. I sold my first SEO content marketing intensive with one email, and it was about my struggles with adult acne. I'm serious. That's what it was about. That email had an open rate of 55%, which is really good, and a click rate of about 3%, again, really good. And you're probably wondering to yourself, but how did your story about acne relate to SEO? And that's where it gets really fun. So my subject line was, "I can't believe I did this for 5 whole years," which of course, it made my subscribers curious enough to open and figure out what I was talking about, which was a story about how I used Curology for 5 whole years, even though it never really worked for me. I just kept trying it. I told the story of how I switched to Paula's Choice Clear Skin Kit, which, by the way, not an ad. And voila, right? My skin was clear in 3 weeks. It's pretty compelling, right? But I didn't just tell that story to tell the story, you know? I related it back to social media and how we can spend years telling ourselves it's worth the side effects because everyone else says it works, and just keep trying and keep trying. And then I went on to talk about a better approach to marketing your business with SEO. And that did it. I booked a client within 24 hours. Now, these storytelling emails tend to get the highest open rates, the highest click rates, and I get far fewer unsubscribes than my emails that are super sales focused. I do want to be clear here though. I think it's important to occasionally send those sales emails, because if you lose those subscribers, they were never going to work with you anyway. Like, they were not interested in being pitched, period. So just get them off your list. It's totally fine. But I know, I can hear you. I can hear the rumbles. I can hear the mumbling to yourselves, but I bet this doesn't work for coaching. So I'm going to share a different example of successful email marketing from my coaching business. Now, I went way back to when I was doing burnout coaching. So you cannot even throw the, "but you were a business coach" excuse at me for this one. This email was sent out in August of 2020 for my group coaching program on burnout. And the subject line was, "when you really, really want to quit." And while the open rate was lower at just over 20%, I had an almost 2% click rate for my group program. And I received an application from that email who ultimately signed up for the program, which was just under a $900 investment. I would say that's a huge, huge win, right? And that email was about how much I have wanted to quit jobs in the past. Not because the jobs were terrible or awful, but because I burned myself out in them and I just wanted to get out ASAP. I used my own example to show the client that I understood where they currently were, that I had a solution to help them, and I shared what that solution was. my group coaching program. I do have the email linked in its entirety in the blog post for this episode. So you can actually go into the show notes and click on that blog post and you will be able to see the full email. The bottom line is that email really, really works for signing clients. You can use the power of storytelling and you can paint a super clear picture of why they need your coaching to get from where they are now to where they want to be. Now, I know some of you are potentially out there saying, this is confusing. I need a little help, right? And I do help coaches with email marketing in a couple of ways. The first, which is brand new, totally brand new. I'm super excited about it. You can buy my Sign Clients Without Social Media mini course bundle, which includes a copywriting template for your email opt-in landing page. And it shows you all of this, right? It overviews all of it. A copywriting template for all of your welcome sequence emails. More examples of my emails that converted to clients. Video tutorials for how to set up the automations in MailerLite, how to embed a form in your website, and more. It's really comprehensive. And this bundle also includes an SEO mini course and a guest podcasting mini course with loads more tutorials and templates so you can sign clients without social media. In fact, there's 24 video tutorials included in this bundle, but have no fear, they're all under 5 minutes. You can buy the bundle over at stacymitchell.com/course. And here's the really good part, the juicy part. And you can use code SUMMER25 to get $25 off for a limited time, making this bundle $50. I mean, honestly, I think it should be priced way higher, but I really wanted this to be more accessible to everyone. And another little bonus, because I'm feeling super generous, just feel so generous. I'm doing something extra. Anyone who buys the course before midnight on June 1st, this is 2022, if you're listening in the future, also gets a private invite to a 1 hour long group coaching call where you can ask me questions and get feedback. This will be scheduled on Sunday, June 26th from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Again, that's at stacymitchell.com/course. All of this is, of course, in the show notes for you. The second way I can help you, you can sign up for my SEO Content Marketing Intensive, which gets you access to everything I just mentioned in that mini course bundle, plus custom ideas for your opt-in. Because we're going to dig deep into your messaging. We're going to get deep into who your target client is, so I can help you figure this out. This also includes custom SEO keyword research, custom podcast topics, and podcast to pitch, and more. And you can apply at stacymitchell.com/marketing if you want to snag your spot in that. So I hope at the end of this episode that you are able to see that email marketing can be a really, really solid approach to signing clients as a coach, and that it deserves the time and the strategy and the attention to make it work well for you. Finally, as I always say, if you loved this podcast, make sure you share it. Like, share it with a fellow coach, share it with a friend, a business bestie. And I haven't asked in a long time, but go ahead and write a review. Why not? It takes 2 seconds. It does make such a difference. Sharing and writing reviews makes such a difference. Podcasting is a labor of love, as I always say. So if you love it, please, please share it. Thank you so, so much for listening. If you love this podcast, why not share it with your friends, your family, your favorite social media profile, literally everyone you know, and take a minute to give me a review wherever you listen. I love reading the reviews, and sharing is always caring.